Welcome to episode 637 of the Official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and actually, Gerald didn't show up, so I'm joined by a friend of the show, Marshall205.
What's up?
Now, he went on vacation, and I think he told me 2 weeks ago, and then he gave me a week's notice, and then I asked you yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. Gerald on vacation again, though, not a shocker.
But I think he said in the party message, hey, don't forget I'm going on vacation. So he also tried to warn you guys that somebody probably needed to be on the show.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's in Florida. I don't even know that.
Yeah, there's no telling. I've already wrote a letter to the mayor of the city he lives in just to make sure, you know, how many weeks of vacation does a man get, is what I said.
Apparently he gets a fair amount.
I just put to whom it may concern. How many weeks of vacation does a man get?
Did you call him out by name?
No, I just said a man get, because, you know, a man that might not eat chicken.
Who maybe is a cop, maybe isn't a cop.
Right.
It's a fair question. Let me know what they say to you. Now, we're playing right. Party Animals because we record on the PS5 whenever Gerald's not around because we're not serious. And if you hear background noises of small furry animals getting their ass whipped, that's what it is.
Yeah, I got tossed, though.
I saw you. What happened?
One of them pink things is mean.
That goose?
No. No, it wasn't a goose. I think the other dude's gone, hey, good hit on that Ori.
So we don't have a plan, naturally. I figure we just get on here and talk for a little while without a plan.
Yeah, hold that bomb.
Don't worry about that bomb. They didn't need to know anything happened to me. They can't see. They could have thought we were victorious. We don't have a plan. We're just going to talk for a little while about games, Lego, whatever. Life. But you haven't been on in a while, so you could start from anywhere on what you've been playing, because it's been months. You can't be bothered to wake up early to be on.
So I agree. You know, I enjoy being on, and I know you guys have told me I've got kind of an open invitation whenever I want, but I don't like to get up. I get up every morning at 5 o'clock, so I don't like to get up early.
We record at 8, just so everybody knows what time he's calling early.
Yeah. Thanks for that bomb on me. I don't like structure on the weekends. I'm anti-structure.
Structure's good for a person.
It is, but it's, you know, I deal with it 5 days a week. I want 2 days that I don't. And well, I deal with it 5.5 days because my wife makes me about Saturday, about half a day's hers.
What time do you get up on a normal weekend? Like on a normal Saturday, what time are you getting up?
Today I was up at 6:30 because she wanted to go to some estate sales.
Well, let's say Sunday then. Sunday's the day we record. What's a normal Sunday wake up time for you?
7.
See, so you can still do it.
I don't get out of bed.
Well, then you're not up.
I'm awake.
Yeah, but you got to get your ass up. You got to get going. No. You got to seize the day.
No, bro. I'm still laying in there watching my phone. Put my phone down. Might throw on some Netflix. Might go back, take a 30-minute nap. You just never know about me.
What time do you actually get up?
Probably about 8:30.
So it's just 30 more minutes.
Yeah.
You could be on.
I could. Just not.
Yeah.
I hit banana peel. I'm good, though.
So, talk about what you've been playing since
I'm out.
The last time you were. Nobody cares that you're out. Talk about what you've been playing.
Well, if you guys hear me crunching too, I do have this weird powdery feel in my throat. The pollen is so thick here that rain doesn't even affect it. So, it's pretty rough. So, I just assume that's coated in my throat. But, sucking on a Halls.
People love to hear crunching and chewing. Yeah.
Hey, I hit you in the back of the head because you got too much attitude. So, for me, you know, it's been a lot of Party Animals. which is something that I don't know, man. I just really enjoy playing it. It's an easy game. Been playing Split Fiction a little bit with you. Really good game. I've had a lot of fun with it. The game goes places, which I enjoy. And got back into Hogwarts Legacy because I wanted to platinum it. And I have done most of the hard things in platinum it. Now I have to just go and finish up some things, which I haven't gotten back on there and to do those things, but so I should have that platinum, which is a game that I love. Though downloaded some other games that from the store that I was wanting to check out, like Zoo Tycoon, I think.
I don't know, you loved it so much you don't know what it was.
Well, it was only a free trial, like 2-hour trial. It's from the guys that make Roller Coaster Tycoon, so I think it's Zoo Tycoon. And
I think it was like Planet Zoo.
It might have been Planet Zoo. I'm about to whoop this dude's ass real quick, so give me 2 seconds.
Is it the Planet Coaster people?
Yeah, it is. It is. Hey, that penguin's upset. But and then got back into Rocket League, so all the way up to Diamond on Rocket League, feeling good, feeling fresh. That game, still love-hate relationship with it, man.
We were away for a long time, and getting back in was nice. I do feel, I don't know what the deal is. I'm like, hey, I don't want to play it every night, and then we just jump on and play it. And then that'll happen until we hate it again. Because we need breaks.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you and I are kings of playing something until it's just no fun anymore.
But it kills the passion for it. Because I'm already finding negative energy in Rocket League already.
I think that's because you probably have a little bit of unreal expectations. Like, we hit the diamond category, and you're like, oh, we've made it to the top of the mountain. And whenever we lose, you start to feel some type of way. But before we got there, it didn't really bother you. So,
well, what it is I enjoy my time away, and I enjoy going back to a thing. But it's like, we have to just be all
I
in.
I wouldn't wake up.
We have to be, I can't stress how much they can't see what you're doing, ever. There's no video. We run it into the ground. Like, we just keep on, like, every night Rocket League until I hate it. Every night, whatever, until we hate it.
Except this.
We got to get some variety. I don't like playing. When we were playing this every night on the Xbox, I was getting a little, it felt samey every night.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about playing, like, you know, we play whatever, either a game together like Split Fiction or something separately one night, and then we do maybe VR one night, and then the rest of the time we rotate party animals in Rocket League. And see, I think that would keep it fresh. But then we just log on and play Rocket League.
Yeah, it probably would. But, you know, a lot of that stuff depends on your day, too, right? Depends on what your day. Because if it's hot as hell, humid, I work in a hot-ass warehouse. You work outside in the elements. So if you've been outside all day, come home, swamp ass, last thing you want to do is jump in VR and be hot-faced. So,
yeah, I mean, take a shower, though.
Yeah, you can shit and shower, whatever you need to do. But
well, you act like
still,
I'm on there with swamp ass. I would never put my headset on if I was nasty.
That's facts, folks. He would bathe first. But my point is, for our Mr. Beauty Queen there that won't touch his shit dirty, he won't put it on if he's been hot all day either, because he's like, last thing I want to do is be hot-faced.
That is true, but I'm a 2-shower-a-day kind of guy in the heat.
Yeah. Tells his boss he needs to run home fucking on lunch and take a shower.
Yeah, I don't want to just be out here just nasty.
Well, you're into people's homes. I guess that's probably a good thing.
I can't imagine showing up being like, hey, let me get some of that money, and I just smell bad.
Yeah, you know? I need about 30 G's. And, yeah, you need all the aluminum. Isn't that what old Shrimp said?
Yeah, and I'm out here just smelling like like a filthy donkey. Riding around sweating all day. Like, no, you have to be fresh. And plus, I like it for myself. I like it for me.
Yeah. And then we got, we jumped in VR and played, what was that game? Green
Green
Hell.
Hell. Yep.
Had fun with it. Hadn't played it since, but had fun with it. Played. It was a interesting time for VR. My kids set me up to fail because they didn't plug my headset in, and they told me they did. So,
I don't know if we talked about it on here, but I was mad about that. I think me and
yeah,
Gerald talked about it without you, but I was upset. You had all day to be ready for it. And you
well.
got on and you said, I'm half charged.
Yeah, I have children that play my stuff too, so
But you knew to make sure it was charged.
yeah, that's true. One thing you'll learn about me though is I'm not very punctual when it comes to things like that.
Then we were all jazzed up to get in. It was the return of game night. It was the return of VR. First off, you're late. Gerald has to text you because you didn't even get on at the agreed upon time. And then when you do jump on, you're like, my shit's dead.
Yeah, but you were in such a bad, a funky mood too that I thought about just buying it on PlayStation and putting the PlayStation VR on just to,
My mood
so I didn't have to hear
a reflection of your actions. That's what my
it.
mood was.
Yeah, maybe. But I do like playing a little VR. I do like getting in there and running it. Our game time has changed, right? So we don't play much. We don't play, even on the weekends, we don't play much past, 11 o'clock. We might go a little bit past 11, but friend of the show, Patman, he's hopping in at 11, and I'm like, hey, bud.
Yeah, just it's different now. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm pretty well up at 6:30 7 days a week. I just can't do 2 o'clock in the morning anymore. I just can't. Not every night.
Yeah,
Which
I don't know
is
that I can do 2 o'clock at all.
based on the other night, I'm pretty sure you can't. You
Like
couldn't do midnight.
I'm on an extreme struggle bus, with narcolepsy anyways.
Yeah,
Thank you. Appreciate that.
you just can't do early mornings
Please
anymore.
let me go.
Or you can't do late nights anymore. And I mean, you could if we got back in the rhythm. Like if we got back to where, your body just adjusted to getting a little bit of rest.
Yeah, it is. But
So.
there's a time and place for me with games. Like today, my wife's like, I'm gonna go take a nap because she decided that on a Saturday. Here's what doesn't make any sense with my wife. During the week, I get up every morning at 5 o'clock, and she will not climb out of bed and wake up until 6 when her alarm goes off. But let it be Saturday. And she's up. I'll smell coffee at like 5:45. I'm like, what is she doing?
She's ready to seize the day.
Yeah, she is. She is 100% ready to go. And I'm like, absolutely not. But so she needed a nap today, So I told her, so we'll go ahead and take a nap. And I thought about coming and playing some games because it's raining here. It's like, I don't know if Noah needs to build an ark. It's been raining so much around here.
It's raining bad for the next
But
week.
what I'll say is, I was like, I'm not gonna do anything else. Well, then I wound up going and doing something else, messing around in the yard and not playing. So,
But what kept you from playing? Because before you would have played.
she had bought some peonies, I think is what they're called.
That's a flower.
It's like a bush.
Yeah, they could be. I mean, they're more like a flower.
Yeah, they're a flowering bush, but so she had 6 of them. So I went out there and dug holes and put them in different spots. So that way, when she woke up, she was like, "Oh, so sweet of you," and hopefully score some brownie points. But
Did that
she woke
happen?
up, no, in classic form. When she woke up, she's like, "Why'd you put those there?" I was like, "Thanks, Nate." I just fucking gave her the shovel.
That's on you though, because you did something without checking.
Yeah, I probably should have just came up here and, you know, worked on my platinum, but
Yeah. Now, what you did, you gave up on Hogwarts for like a year and a half, didn't play it, and just out of the blue jump back on it.
I don't want to say that I gave up. We that just what you talked about. We played games that were always two player, you know, and it just there wasn't no time for it. Because when I got on, you were on, and then when you're on, I mean, you don't play single player games much anymore, so we're never just on chatting. Both playing a single player game like we did. We used to do that, but I haven't
Yeah,
done that in a while.
that's why I said there maybe there should be a night where maybe we play a story game together, or maybe we just play something separately. The thing is, when I play, I don't know what's happened. I used to love single player, but when I get in a single player game, I get tired. And I don't get tired like in a minute, I get tired right now. Like if I queue up something and I'm not playing with you or someone else, I'll just go to bed. Like I just get instantly tired.
Yeah.
No matter
That's how
what it
I am if
is,
I watch TV.
even if I'm interested in the game or I really want to play the game, I'm just tired. Because the conversation's different, because we're not talking about the game, we're not talking, it's just different because the only thing I can focus on is playing, and you're like, oh, this just happened. I'm like, well, I can't see your screen. I can't see what you're doing. You can't see what I'm doing, so we can't interact with that, and then I don't know, it's just not the same. And then you get focused on, I'm focused on what I'm doing, you're focused on what you're doing, so then we're not talking at all, and then I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a reason to go to sleep.
They don't understand. I'm a penguin in water. Like, you're not gonna outswim me.
So I think that's part of it, but I do want to get back into it. There's several things I want to play.
Well, I will finish Hogwarts. I will complete that. The game is so good.
Yeah, it's a game I'd love to go back to. I never finished it.
It's so good that I was looking at the Switch 2 lineup and saw that Legacy will be coming to the Switch 2. And I thought, huh,
Would you
is that a
replay it?
game I want to play there? Because I have the portal, so.
Would you start all the way over though? Oh my gosh. I just can't see starting all the way over with something. That's a Gerald move though. Gerald will play a game over and over and over and do it like he's never played it before. I don't have it in me. It takes everything I have to play it the first time.
Sorry, my son called in the middle of that.
Now, I need you to know, no one can see us. No one will ever see the video of us playing, but somebody tried to shoot me with a shotgun, and I hit the shovel, and I hit the probe back into him, and it stuck into him and shocked him.
That's pretty good.
I know that doesn't make sense to anyone because no one plays party animals except for the two of us. But it was real good. Now, do you think we get copyright over that sweet Morgan Wallen riff that happened?
No, it's on my. Yeah, I paid for it, so I own the rights to that
Yeah,
part of it.
I don't know if that's how it works, but we'll see what Morgan says.
He'll be fine.
We'll see. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't.
Yeah. Here. I've got. Hey! I held him up and he drop kicked you in the face.
Yeah, I'm off.
Yeah. He's off.
So I would love to see us get into a better pattern, or at least a pattern, even if it's all multiplayer where we switch it up, because I already feel the something about Rocket League is a lot of tension for me.
Yeah, I know.
And
I told you tonight, I was like, hey, let's try that spike mode or whatever that mode is. You're like, you didn't like it the last time. I'm like, all right, let's go in here and get our fucking faces drugged.
because we've played that Spike Rush 80,000 times, and every time you're like, this mode's stupid. I don't even get it, what you're supposed to do. But they Star Wars branded it, and you're like, oh, I'm giving that a run.
Yeah. They Star Wars branded a bunch of stuff. Fortnite Star Wars branded a bunch of stuff. We had Lego going over there.
It's just all epic.
We just decided to quit Lego.
Well, Lego, in fairness to us, Lego didn't add anything new like the whole time we played.
Yeah, until now.
It started to feel real samey. And I think that's when we get bad attitudes. Like when we've done everything a game has to offer, there's just nothing to keep you coming back. And I think that's why I like Party Animals, because every match is completely different. Even if you know what to do, you don't know what to expect out of the other people.
Right.
And also, I feel like when we lose in Rocket or in when we lose in Party Animals, we lose to like we don't usually beat ourselves. Usually when we lose in Rocket League, we beat ourselves. It's rare somebody just stomps our ass. It's always our fault because we do dumb shit. And that gets to me too.
I do dumb shit. Just say it.
Well, they know. I've said it before when you're not on. And then, you know, different than when I was younger. You know, when I was 18, I was like, we'll just keep playing until we're better. Like, now I'm like, I don't want to be miserable. Like, if we're not playing good, I don't want to do that. Because to your point, I mean, I could go dig a hole in the backyard if I'm just going to be bad at a video game. I could go
get
do
in
that.
It.
Yeah, I could.
Hey, those two fell off.
Yeah, I hit them with a nanner peel. Yeah, I could just go do something else, so I don't know. So that's kind of what you've been playing. Now, the other thing we talk about pretty well every episode is Lego. I know that you've purchased and put together some sets since the last time you've been on as well. Now, you also have a strange relationship with Lego because you were not into it, then you were really into it, like really, really into it. Then you were not into yeah. it, and now you're back.
Yeah. So I have I don't know what the folks have heard, but yeah, I bought the small, Hogwarts castle, put it together. I've got all my brickheads back in here, and I've got the train set put up. Just started working on the Star Destroyer, Star Wars. And I have Hagrid's house and area to work on. So pretty excited about that because that's the only way you can get Hagrid minifig was in that set. So I wound up buying that set for myself.
I think you're finally at the point where I think that's where you went a little sideways before. Is you were like, I only like this, and then I'm only buying those sets, and if it don't have to do with those, I'm not buying it. But it was like one set, and there wasn't enough coming out, and that's why you lost interest. Whereas now you're doing the Star Wars and the Harry Potter.
Yeah, now I only do the Star Wars that I like.
Yeah.
I don't do every Star Wars. I don't do a lot of the Clone Wars because that's nothing that I really got into. So I don't do any of those sets, but they just come out with a Kylo Ren this month, commander ship, and like kids were like, "Hey, Dad, what do you think you might want for Father's Day?" I'm like, "That."
Here, it's already in the card. If you'll just check out right here.
yeah. I'm like, it's good. They're like, "You want any fish and stuff?" Nah, I want that. Another problem is, as big as my game room is, and I know this first world problems right here, I don't really have a whole lot of spot to put these things anymore.
Yeah, put some shelves up. Put some floating shelves up.
Yeah. I'll have them all the way around the room.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, the Lego stuff is fun. I enjoy it. I'm not as addicted as Gerald is at all, you know. I used to give him shit about them sitting in a box and not putting them together, but I do have three sitting beside me in boxes that have been here for, I know, 2 months and I hadn't opened them yet. So
here's what I know about people who truly like putting Lego together, and I wouldn't even say collectors, but people just like to build sets. You know, I'm on a group message with me, Gerald, and Dan. And we were talking about sets the other day, and we're because you know Dan also loves Lego, and we were talking. He bought a Funhole set and put it together, and so did Gerald, bought one as well, and we were talking about it. Gerald put his together, and I had got one, and I loved it, and it was fun. And so we were all talking about everything, and Dan said, "Well, I'm gonna hold off because I've got like six sets to put together." And I went and counted, and I think I had also six to put together. And then it's just, and then I was talking to a friend of the show, Matt, the other day, and he said, "I'm gonna hold off buying anything because I still have like two or three sets." And I'm like, "That's just everyone that builds just has like, you got to keep a couple back there because for me, Lego is like a mood thing. Sometimes I just wake up and I'm like, I want to build something today. And you want one there whenever it's time."
Hard part for me with Lego is that I don't ever want to stop. Like I'm ready to see this thing through and get it done.
Yeah, you could burn a day though on a big set.
You can.
I try to treat it like games where I'll do like a couple hours, you know, at night before I start playing, I'll do a couple hours and I'll space it out over a few days. But you're right, sometimes you do get locked in. You're like, I bet if I just buckle down, this thing, this puppy could be done tonight.
Yeah, and then I could be holding it, completed,
Yeah.
knowing I did it.
Now, do you ever like once they're together and you put it on wherever it goes and you look at it and you're like, that's awesome. Do you still like, do you care after it's put together?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I walk by. So I changed my set. So the train has, it's just sitting there with the train station. But I'll move the characters around. I'll put different things in their hand. They may have a wand. They may have a broom. I may move them over here, put them on the train, move the conductor. Now I have a Dementor on top of the train. Because in one of the movies there, the
Yeah.
Dementors are surrounding the train. So I have it on top of the train. I don't know, man. I just do little things like that. And move little things around. Nobody ever sees it but me. Nobody, Colton, my son, he might pay attention to it every now and again, but nobody really sees it but me. I don't know. It's something I enjoy doing. I'm weird like that.
Once I get a set dialed into the way I like it, like once I really, you know, we talked about this Funhole set, but I ordered a real Lego minifigure to go with it because the ones it comes with are ass. And like that's all I could think about was getting that Farmer and Scarecrow in because I was like, man, this set's gonna be popping off once I have it. But once I get it set and it's the way I want it, I leave mine. Like I don't make changes to it, and like this is the way the set looks. But I love to walk by and just see it. Like, I get the feeling when I first put it together, I get that feeling every time I look at it. Because I'm like, God, this was awesome. And I remember, like, the process of building it, too. And which for me, you know, Lego's the whole thing. It's like sorting the pieces and it's putting it together and it's seeing it finished. I mean, it's the whole process of it. But I
Are you
just.
riding that car?
No.
Okay.
But I truly just love doing it, and I think you got to keep a couple sets because there's times where I want to build, you know, every day for 2 weeks, and there's times where I don't build for a month. Now I
I don't
need
ever take my sets apart.
me either. That's a psycho move. Now I have got to buckle down though because I've got some big sets that are just sitting, and that is too much money to tie up if you're not gonna put it together.
You got that question mark set. You did put it together, right?
I did put it together. It's finished. It was disappointing. I didn't like it as much as I thought I was going to. Like, the build was just okay. And the finished product, I don't feel like is as clean as a lot of their others. It was just a letdown for me. It looks good. But, like, I was on a streak of building sets that I was really impressed by. And it just didn't impress me the way that I thought it would. It's one of the ones where I got done and I was like, I kind of think it's taking up space in my cabinet that a better set could be in. And I don't really ever feel that way. But when I got done and looked at it, I was like, that's probably, I could put something else there that I would probably like to look at more. So I don't know about that one. But I did put it together, but I have Tranquil Garden. I have the Botanical Garden to put together, which is a huge set.
Right.
I've got this fun hole, the beekeeper house to put together. And then I have several older sets that I've just been sitting, but those three are like new and ready to go.
That is a super weird name for a company.
Fun
Fun
hole.
hole.
Yeah, it's Whole, but then their logo is just a circle, like an actual hole. It's not a good name for anything that's for children.
No, I agree.
But they make good sets. All their sets have lighting incorporated, and they're legit. I now know that I wasn't just crazy because Gerald enjoyed his and Dan enjoyed his as well. So.
So speaking of collectors and collecting things, I want to tell you about this today. So, I am a connoisseur of trains. I like trains.
Yeah.
And I now own two Bachmann trains. I'm HO scale, for those of you that don't know. It's the medium, well, the smaller. It's not the super small, but it's the not also the large one.
He's talking about model trains, so he doesn't own actual trains.
Yeah, model trains. But so we go to the first sale we go to today is an estate sale that the family is putting on. When you go to an estate sale the family's putting on, usually you can talk to them about pricing if you think something, be like, hey, I'll give you this, and they'll be like, well, maybe. So I pull up, we get out, dude, there's all this Lionel boxes. Lionel's one of the big train makers. And I'm like, holy crap. I was told, my wife's like, oh my God. Because she knows, like, we're going to be there for a minute.
Yeah, because
Dude, there
even
were
if you don't buy, you
thousands.
want to look,
Oh, dude, there
regardless.
was
Yeah.
thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of O scale. Like, this guy, this older man was, he was a collector. And he had real steam engines that would legit roll steam out. He had these tables set up in the garage, these three tables, they linked together, and he had this control panel on them. Sorry, I had to sneeze. And like, it was a whole setup, a whole deal. She told me, she said, the lady, one of his kids said, hey, we're going to sell that next week if you're interested. And I was like, there's just so much. There's so much here. And then I got to talking to, he had six kids and they were all there. And they were just chatting about how they took some of the train stuff that he had collected over the years that they wanted to keep. But I tell you, there was so much left. But the neat thing was the story. The kids told, like, I felt like I knew this guy through the story of the trains. The way they told this guy's story and how he loved the trains. And that's what life's about. It's about finding something that you just love, no matter what, that when you leave, your legacy is that people could just tell a story through the thing that you loved. Whatever that thing is. It happened to be trains for this guy. And I just thought that was amazing, just that his kids just like
I think that's
it's
cool, but
cool.
then they're also like it's just being sold off.
Yeah, well, there's just too much.
You
She
know,
was showing me there's just so
I
much.
mean, I get it, and I'm not, I don't blame anybody for doing whatever, however you handle that situation is how you handle it. But I think often about the amount of things I have, and a lot of the stuff I have is valuable-ish, but it's a lot of it's very valuable to me because of the story that goes along with it. And I just think about like, that guy who passed away probably had a million stories that nobody knows that are about those trains. He's got some that they know, but there's probably triple that amount that nobody knows,
That's me.
why something's special to him and when he got it and how he found it, and that dies with him. And then just stuff to be like parted out, and I don't know. It's bittersweet. I understand what you're saying, and I do think that that's neat that like. His story lives on in his things, but also like at some point it won't. Once they get sold again, you may not get that story. And it's just heartbreaking to think like that you spent so much time and energy to love a thing and then it just gets sold off.
Yeah, I will tell you one of the most ironic things of that story is when we got in the car to leave. I turned the car around because they were in a cul-de-sac, and as I came back around, the guy that lived across the road from him worked at CSX. He had a CSX truck.
I bet when that guy moved in, he was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, you know that old guy was like, "That's my best friend over there."
He's like, he's on the phone with his kids. He's like, hey, I gotta go. Ronnie's outside taking the trash out. Ronnie's just a long work day trying to get in the house, and he's like, you wanna talk about trains?
Yeah, come here, look at this locomotive I got, or
Yeah. Now, I think, you know, what is there a ghost at your house? What makes the squeak noise?
it's the chair. It's the
Oh,
chair.
it's
I gotta put some spray on it.
some WD. It's so
Yeah,
squeaky.
the brand.
I love that guy was passionate about something. I love that he had it. I love that he built a whole table and had everything. Like, I just love all that. I love that somebody can find something that they connect with, whether it be, cards or, a train set or Hot Wheels or video games or just whatever. I mean, whatever's important to you. I just love when people find the thing that they truly love, antiques, whatever it is, just to find the thing. I'm constantly reminded because I go in people's homes for work that not everybody's wired the same, and I'll see like a typewriter, and I'm like, oh, I love typewriters too. Like, where did you get it? They're like, I don't know, I just got it at a yard sale for $3 because I thought it looked cool. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, there's no attachment to, like, that's, I read that wrong. I thought because you had it, you liked the thing. But everybody is wired different. Those people like a thing too. It's not the thing that's sitting right there. But that happened to me last week where somebody had a typewriter, and I said, oh, like, what year is your typewriter? And they're like, I don't know. And that's what they said. They're like, I got it for like $7. Just thought it looked good on the table. And I was like, oh, well, I like to, clean them up and put new ribbons in them and get them working. They're like, that's neat. But I'm like, oh, there's zero passion for you with this thing. Cool story, bro. That's where they were at.
It's just a thing for us, dude. So, and that's the thing. A lot of people, that's so I guess for me, listening to those kids is what I hope one day when I'm gone that my kids can talk about, my dad collected this or my dad lived through this. And, because I never wanted to be known as, well, my dad was a hard worker. He worked 70 hours a week, and because that means I didn't spend time with him and I didn't do things that I loved. I was constantly at work. And I mean, I get it. Some people love to work. Like they just get off on it. I'm not one of those folks.
I assume your kids are gonna say, my dad collected everything. You name it. He was into it.
My dad was into it for a few seconds
For at
anyway.
yeah, for at least a bit.
Yeah, couple of weeks. He was a golfer that wasn't very good, but he only did it for about 2 years.
Yeah, when you die, they'll have your estate sale and somebody will be like, what is all this shit? And they're like, our dad was just into everything for a second. And
For a fucking
he
second.
kept it all, and here it is. Just marked
Hey,
down on
I
a
just imagine
Sunday.
if they have your estate sale, they'll be like, "Hey, this estate sale is going to be a month long because of all the shit he's got. I got a huge bomb hooked to my head."
And I won't allow anybody in either to see it.
You're dead. You're dead,
I
bud.
left a specific set of rules. I super love stuff. And I say that everybody's got stuff they're into, but they don't. There are people that don't have anything. And I grew up, my grandfather was pretty well a hoarder. And yeah, I don't like that term because when someone says hoarder, I think like stacked up newspaper and recycled tin foil. But, it just means you got a lot of shit. And he had a lot of shit. And so I grew up around a lot of shit. And then my dad loves stuff as well. And then, I just have always been around it. So I love things. I love to get stuff and I love to have stuff and see stuff and see how it works and get new things and see how they work. And I mean, there's no doubt that when I die, there'll also be a giant collection of things that have zero value for anyone else. It may have a monetary value. It could be sold, but like no one's going to care about it. No one's going to be like, "Oh, I'm glad I've got, this thing that he had." That's not going to happen. Nobody's going to have one of my typewriters and be like, "Oh, I'm glad I have this." Like it, no, it'll be sold off to a dude down the street that's going to put it on a console table because he thought it looked cool. I'll be where that shit comes from. But I don't know. It's bittersweet for me. I love that you got that story, but it bums me out that that guy spent his whole life collecting the thing he loved and it just got sold off at a yard sale.
Well, I think that about every time I go to an estate sale, because most estate sales, about 90% of estate sales, someone's died. I mean, there are occasions, I guess, where they're selling everything off and moving out, or maybe they're going to a retirement home.
It's typically death, though.
But it's t yeah, you're right. It's typically death, and I tell my wife that all the time when we're walking through somebody's house. I'm like, man, this, like,
It was somebody's home.
yeah,
But
someone loved this a month ago.
see, I can separate it when you're like looking at a washer and dryer. I like it doesn't really hit me the same. But with a collection, knowing I don't know that guy and I wasn't there for the story, but I know how that guy loved his stuff because that's how I love my stuff.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad.
It was a good, like I said, when I looked at it, like she was, the pricing wasn't terrible on the stuff either, but she told me, she's like, hey, we're gonna have it next week. And if you're interested, here, we'll take your phone number. So I was like, I gave her my phone number. I'm not into that type of train sets because I just don't have that type of room. But I would never go in there and be like, hey, I'm going to buy your stuff just so I can resell it for a buck.
But I
That
mean,
made me go, all right, I'm good. I don't need to buy anything here.
yeah, it just, I don't know. It bums me out because I know my stuff one day will be reduced to that same thing.
Yeah.
And I know how much that old guy loved his trains because I love every single thing I own the way he loves those trains. So it just makes me sad, that's all.
Yeah. And I just kind of put a period on that. I asked them a question. I said, how often would he come out here? And one of the sons spoke up and said, 3 weeks ago he was out here. And I was like, wow.
Because that's his happy man.
And I was like, that's awesome. And but you just see his kids and you see the look on their face when they're talking about that and they're looking at it. And they told me that they all, six kids now, they all came and selected the trains that meant something to them.
Right. And I'm not, again, if it comes off like, first off, nobody knows these people, neither do I, but if it comes
Right.
off like I'm judging them because they didn't keep their shit, like that's not it.
I
Because like they can't just take all his trains and put them in their garage. But
Right.
it just makes me sad because I know how he felt, and then I get how they feel too. Like they're like it's a burden, right? I think about that a lot with my stuff. It'll be a burden for somebody else one day. But I
Yeah,
don't know how
yeah.
to not love it.
'Cause I gotta find a way to do something with this thing.
Yeah, because then you're like, now I've got a collection of bottle caps, but they were important to that person. So I get it, but I love that story. I love that you got to experience that. You should buy something of his
Well,
just to have something.
I would probably go back next week and see what they have left.
Yeah, even if it's just something small, you should buy it so that you have that story.
I thought about buying. He had a couple of Lionel tunnel, like you would make where
Yeah.
the entrance and exit that say Lionel above them, and it would be what you would create a tunnel with. And I thought about buying both of those just to, because my train could go through that.
I don't think it matters what it is. I think you should just get something of his so you have it as the story
Oh, somebody's got coupon.
to know that you've got one of his things. I think it's pretty neat. He get to live on a little bit through you.
You got the freeze gun?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a sniper with it too. Watch out.
Yeah, I see that. Now I've got a shark up my asshole.
Yeah. That's fun. We've been going probably roughly about an hour, so unless you have anything,
Well,
unless
I
you have
did want to
anything.
talk about that. You guys may have talked about this, and I just haven't had a chance to listen lately. I saw where GTA 6 has been delayed.
I don't know. I didn't see that, but that don't mean anything.
Saw it on IGN, so where it had been delayed till 2026. I don't know. Gerald's really good at the with the news, so I
Gerald
don't know
pulls the
how
news, and
factual.
I find out about it 2 seconds before.
Yeah, I don't know how factual that is,
Hold on, I'll tell you.
but
Yeah, it's delayed.
so we all knew it was probably gonna be,
I thought it would
right?
still be out this year, May 2026. But here's what I will say. When Sony put a release date on, now I'm blanking out on what they put a release date on, but they just put a release date on the other day and they have it coming out at the end of the year. It made me wonder because Xbox and PlayStation for sure knows what Rockstar is doing. And everybody's been trying to stay out of GTA's way. And so when they dated a game for the end of the year, it made me wonder what they knew that other people didn't, because everyone else is staying away from that.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. Yeah, so that's what it says. I mean, another year.
Yeah. Wild. But when that game comes out, I don't know that people will truly be ready for it. As massive as it will be. But it just leads the way now for Nintendo Switch 2 to land, with the new Mario Kart being on it. That's what I was looking at when I was looking out there here. Hogwarts Legacy, Split Fiction, Street Fighter, Yakuza, Cyberpunk. A lot of those games are coming to the Switch. Good for Nintendo, good for the Switch.
So just to, since I didn't bother to read this before, it basically this says there's a report by Jason Schreier, about the reason that they decided to push it, was basically, what they said is they want to deliver a better experience, but it seems like behind the scenes what they're saying is that they did it to avoid the crunch that usually happens right before a game comes out. Schreier had put out a story about Red Dead Redemption 2 in 2018, about how bad the crunch was there, and it seems like they wanted to just avoid people working, 7 days a week, 18 hours a day to try to get this out. And he's got some quotes here from people that worked there that said that for a long time they haven't, no one believed it was going to make that fall timeline. There was too much work to do and too little time left. So it sounds like internally people knew this was coming, and it's good to see them not try to push something out that's not ready or force people to give up their lives and families to try to make a game, get a game out in time. But I'll tell you, people are, can only make people wait so long for something.
Yeah, that's true. This is something that's I can't even put into words. I can't come up with a word that would describe what this game is going to do when it does come out. Like, I would love to be able to say like it's a Taylor Swift concert,
It'll be
how.
the single biggest piece of entertainment to be released.
Yeah, that I will agree with, 'cause T Swift concert, you've got people outside that can't get in because it's sold out, and they're singing along and they're doing those things, and that's cool, right? That's cool if you're Swiftie and stuff like that, but there are people that aren't. I would say the GTA 6, when it launches, will just destroy.
I mean, it's going to be bigger than any movie, bigger than any game before it, bigger than any one song. Like, if you compare it to one thing, it's going to be bigger than all of those things.
Yeah, which is wild to me, but
It will print money. It is going to blow minds. I have no reason to believe it won't be great, but it will be, no matter what you think or if you like it as a franchise or if you even play in games, you won't be able to escape GTA. You can't escape it now and it's not even out. So, delays are typically only done when it's necessary. People don't delay it just for shits and giggles, right? Because it's costing them a lot of money to delay it. But
Right.
they, they're always, I feel like when they happen, they're always necessary. So whether you hate it or you don't care or you're crying your eyes out because it's delayed, it was necessary. So it is what it is.
May is still a weird launch date for that game, but I guess it is what it is.
I think traditionally, GTAs and Red Deads have all launched in like random times. I don't think that they have any kind of pattern with what they do. So we'll see. I don't know. It's a long time away. It's a whole nother year, but it does mean everybody else can get their shit out because now they know.
Yeah.
And they probably won't delay it again. You don't typically see multiple delays out of a place, especially the size of Rockstar. Usually when they give you a date, that's what it's going to be. So I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, I didn't read that. I will say all these stories, I don't know when you saw it. All these stories are like less than 24 hours old.
Yeah, so I just pulled that up off of the source being IGN, and but and all I did was I was looking at anticipated games, because I like open world games and things like that, so I like to look and see what's coming and that isn't mainstream, that's something I might be interested in, and I saw that and I was like, I haven't heard those guys talk about that. But I'm notorious too for coming up with a story that's
Fake.
fucking fake or Canada. Like, I'm the one that told y'all that the Switch 2 was going to cost $700.
Because you're on the Canadian price, and
Yeah, you're like, you're on the tariff pricing.
yeah, you are notorious for believing anything you read.
Yeah. True, true.
But yeah, that's a
But I
real
don't
one, it
want to
seems like.
believe this, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it seems like it's a real one. So, anything else?
Nah, I don't guess so, man. Been a pleasure.
Well, head over to patreon.com/gamestitch if you want to support us. Gerald will be back next week, as far as I know. Maybe he told me different. I didn't pay attention, but I think he'll be back. But yeah, we'll be back same time, same place. Thanks for filling in.
Yeah. The old vacation Larry there, I had
Yeah, it'll happen plenty more times throughout the summer, I'm sure.
to. Yeah, we're just getting started.
Yeah, well, that's all I have. So we'll be back next week. Good night.
Thank you.